Even the Koch Institute has a presidential pardon list of thousands of prisoners by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. The conservative Koch Institute, owned by conservative billionaire Charles Koch of Koch Industries, has organized a loose coalition of activist groups, criminal justice reform advocates, and lawyers to assemble a pardons list of thousands of federal prisoners they believe are worthy of their freedom. Who would have ever thought, of all people, the conservative Koch brothers would be trying to get thousands of black, brown, and Caucasian prisoners free through presidential pardons while attempting to overhaul the criminal justice system? Hell must have frozen over, one would think, because ain't no way the Koch brothers are taking over a so-called liberal issue. Ah, but they are. Where are all the black celebrity athletes, actors, rappers, leaders, and politicians at that were so vocal about ending mass incarceration, stopping police murder of black people, and Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they assembling a presidential pardons list of tens of thousands of black and brown prisoners? Why aren't they trying to get presidential pardons for our black, brown, and Caucasian political prisoners of the American struggle? Let's face it, while black celebrities are emotionally reacting to President Trump's dog whistling by being angry and sitting on their hands doing nothing of substance, the Reverend Alveda King, Kim Kardashian West, conservative media outlets, Sylvester Stallone and Lennox Lewis, and the Koch Institute have sought to get thousands of federal incarcerated persons released by presidential pardon and overhaul the criminal justice system. Unfortunately, black celebrities are dropping the ball on this one. They simply don't get it. Incarcerated people's lives are literally at stake. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boone. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.